From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A fix in the health care bill has the Senate's approval. It's now back to the House and a final vote tonight. Early today, Senate Republicans identified two minor violations in the bill and sent it back for revision. The GOP had said that it would do everything it could to block the White House plan, calling it a costly mistake for the country. With some Democratic lawmakers facing tough races for re-election, President Obama is trying to ease skeptics' concerns about the new health care overhaul law. He was at the University of Iowa today, where he recalled the doubts surrounding the legislation.
From this day forward, all of the cynics, all the naysayers, they're going to have to confront the reality of what this reform is and what it isn't. They'll have to finally acknowledge this isn't a government takeover of our health care system.
Now, with the Easter recess approaching, many members of Congress are scheduling town meetings to explain their votes for and against the health care overhaul. Last night, Florida Democrat Suzanne Cosmas got a head start with a telephone town meeting with several thousand constituents. And we have more on this from NPR's Greg Allen in Miami.
Suzanne Cosmas is a first-term Democrat from Central Florida who Republicans have targeted as vulnerable in the upcoming midterm election. She voted against the health care overhaul when it was first considered in the House, but she changed her no to a yes when the Senate version came up for a vote over the weekend. In her teleconference town hall, Chris Stearns from Port Orange asked why.
I know it's a tough question, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you did change your vote. You went from yes, from no to yes.
First of all, I didn't change my vote. The bill changed. When I voted no in November, I voted no because I didn't think that the bill that was before us was fiscally responsible or did enough to rein in costs.
This legislation, she said, does that, and at the same time extends health care coverage to millions of people who currently lack it. Cosmas said the calls coming into her office have been evenly split between those who support her vote and those who oppose it. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
First-time claims for jobless benefits are down again. Details from Daniel Carson.
Initial claims have fallen for four straight weeks. So for John Sylvia, chief economist with Wells Fargo, last week's drop suggests a brighter jobs picture in the coming months.
That'll probably give us positive job gains for the second quarter of this year and probably for the rest of the year as well. So that's very good news. They see there is sustained economic growth.
And Sylvia says companies seem to be less skittish about adding to their payrolls.
When you look at the data, credit seems to have eased a little bit. Consumer spending is coming back. It's certainly not an economic boom, but definitely is improvement.
Analysts say the economy needs to add at least 150,000 jobs a month to start driving down the unemployment rate. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
And we're still seeing gains in U.S. stocks. Dow's up 70 points. This is NPR. In Tennessee, authorities say three people have been killed in a medical helicopter crash. As Blake Farmer with member station WPLN reports, the aircraft went down in West Tennessee during stormy weather.
A nonprofit transport company, Hospital Wing, had dropped a patient off at Jackson Madison County General Hospital. The only people left aboard were crew members. Emergency officials say the air ambulance crashed in a field shortly before sunrise. The helicopter was en route to its base in Brownsville, Tennessee, 60 miles northeast of Memphis. Board member Jamie Carter says Hospital Wing has a good safety record.
We've had no accidents. So this is the first accident since inception in 86.
Between the end of 2007 and last month, there were 11 medical helicopters around the U.S. involved in fatal crashes. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
New claims about the Vatican's handling of sex abuse cases are raising the ire of alleged victims in the United States. The New York Times is reporting that the Vatican ignored repeated warnings about an American priest who was accused of abusing hundreds of boys decades ago in Wisconsin. The office that dealt with the cases was headed up at the time by Benedict XVI before he became pontiff. The head of the Federal Reserve is still lobbying to push interest rates down to rock-bottom levels. In prepared testimony to members of Congress today, Ben Bernanke says that lower interest rates will help keep economic recovery on track. Bernanke's statement did not offer any clues into when the Fed might start raising interest rates again. Analysts are predicting it'll be sometime this fall. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.